Can the way you think about your marketing content change the way that you market to your prospects and customers? We'll find out in a minute.
Welcome to the Brand Telling Podcast, where we share secrets, systems, and strategies you can use to unleash the power of story to build and grow your brand. The Brand Telling Podcast is brought to you by the award-winning team at Communication Strategy Group, bringing a combined 50-plus years of publishing, agency and client strategy, creative and tactical marketing experience. Please welcome your hosts, Principal and Chief Brand Teller Arthur Germain and Creative Director Michael Simbrom.
Hey, this is Arthur Germain. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. We often think about content marketing in terms of the types of content: ebooks, white papers, videos, podcasts like this one, news releases. There's a lot of content types out there. But one thing I find as I speak with marketers is that they're not always sure which type of content to use during which part of the buyer's journey. So today, I wanted to take a look at that and see if we could simplify it. There's a lot of talk about funnels, and they're okay to think about in the abstract, but I'm not really fond of the idea of a sales funnel. Here's why. If we consider what a sales funnel is supposed to do, you think of about a wide opening at the top, and lots of prospects fall in, and they begin to narrow as they go down their journey, finally to a little funnel end, just like the funnels you have in your kitchen. But you and I both know that's just not how it works. In my mind, the metaphor I use is like a big grand house with a set of stairs that lead up to a big wraparound porch and to a beautiful set of doors. So as your prospects walk up those stairs, that's when I say they're in the awareness stage. They are walking up the stairs. They say, you know, we have some kind of problem that we eventually need to solve. And it's your job to educate and inform your prospects at that point. The consideration stage is that wonderful wraparound porch. They may sit there for quite a while, maybe have some lemonade, maybe sit in a rocker. This is where they are looking into ways to solve their problem. That third stage for me is the decision stage, and that's when they walk through those beautiful doors and they are selecting among the best solutions available. So if you think about that when you are considering what you want to provide in terms of content to your prospects and your customers, it makes it a little bit easier to think about what types of content are should be available at what stage in the process. So let's go back for a minute. On the stairs in the awareness stage, that's when you are trying to showcase the challenge that might be facing your prospect. Social media works, blog articles, podcasts like this one. I'm talking to you about a challenge that you might face right now. I'm not pushing you to any type of solution. I'm talking to you about a way to think about it. What is videos? That's where you focus on a video on a specific topic or a process of interest. Postcards, something as simple as a direct mail postcard to your prospects and customers. News releases. This is a great way to get in front of your prospects and customers. You can share the news release on your website. You can post it using a news distribution service, and you can email and share it on social media to let your prospects know maybe about some kind of change that's going on in the industry, maybe a change that's going on in your own company. Trade shows and events are also good awareness activities, and infographics that are explaining a topic or a process of interest. In fact, I've created an infographic that you could download just on this topic called Stage Your Content. It's available at bit.ly/csg-stage. So that's bit.ly/csg-stage. And you could download this infographic that I'm discussing today. Another Awareness type is email blast, an announcement or drip email. Now, let's move along with your prospects and customers up onto the porch into what I call the consideration stage. This is where you've got a little bit more engagement going on. This might be your email newsletter. Why? Because it takes an action from them. They need to subscribe to the newsletter. You know, they have to ask for that glass of lemonade. A how-to video. You might actually gate this content. You might gate the how-to video where you would not have gated the what is video. Ebooks explaining a topic of interest. Take a look at all the different blog articles you may have created on a specific topic and consider what would happen if you gathered those together and edited them into a nice ebook and made that ebook available for your prospects and customers to download. At that point, you might simply ask them for your email, a little give to get to exchange with them. A checklist that details a process of interest, a case study or a customer success story, and slide shares where you're presenting or explaining a topic or process of interest. And now let's consider the decision stage, where we are selecting among the best solutions available. In this stage, you're seeking to build confidence with your customer that your company and solution are the right fit and approach to resolve their challenge. And this is where we get into something that is a little bit more detailed about you, about your process, about your solution. A demo or a training video. A dimensional mailer. A dimensional mailer, something that has a physical shape and size that you're sending through the mail, something different than a flat postcard or a letter. You don't often send the dimensional mailers to everyone in your list you're trying to reach to, but just to those people who have demonstrated a little bit more interest and who might be ready to go to the next stage with you. A seminar or a webinar. This is an in-person or a web-based seminar or webinar that's on a topic of interest. We often talk about them like lunch and learns or things like that, where somebody might join and gather and get a little bit more information about your topic. White papers. White papers tend to be more detailed than the ebook, and they might be better suited to the stage for decision. Sales presentations. It could be the presentation that your sales team might walk someone through, a sales play that you've developed, or it could be a explainer graphic or a video that runs during a trade show that gathers and gets some information from your prospects. Testimonials are often very good at this stage because they show other people who have received value from what you do. And interactive tools, calculators, ROI calculators are great at this stage. Now, not all of the elements that I've just talked about, all of the variety of content, is something that you need to do on a daily basis. Believe me, we would all go crazy if we were having to build it, source it, send it out, and see if we've got our contacts coming through and looking at all of this content. You know, as you stage the content, just like you might stage a house for sale, you're going to have some content that's available daily, some that's weekly, some that's monthly, and some that's quarterly. Again, I encourage you, download that infographic at bit.ly/CSG-stage, and you can see what I mean about how to stage that content. I hope that you have found this helpful. I hope that I've gotten you thinking about your content different from a funnel and more of walking up to that beautiful house and taking that journey along with your customer. If you have any questions, some concern, or you might want to see a little bit more about this, you can get this from me and just shoot me a note at agermain@gocsg.com or visit us at communicationstrategygroup.com. Thanks very much. This has been Arthur Germain.
Build a better brand story for your business. Schedule a complimentary consultation with the brand tellers at Communication Strategy Group. Send a note to contact-us@gocsg.com or visit us at communicationstrategygroup.com/contact.